Okay, all right, so we were doing over Yantaf, the Mishnah Mem Vavam, Mem Heyam Beis, Menachos, about the Korban Ayom of Atharos. So it comes out that what? There really are, two extra sets of behemoths, right? There's the regular, there's the musaf, like every yantaf has the musaf, right? You have the chumash. That's in Pinchas. Those are the korbanos in Pinchas. And then you have in Emor korbanos that the Torah says come because of the shteilechem, right? Let me see. Yeah, what do you have for Emor? So the Gemara pasuk says. So it says aside for the lechem, what do you bring? You bring al halechem shiva kvasim par ben bokor echad elam shnayim, and all of them are olos. Okay, so Rashi says, what does it mean al halechem? Biglal halechem. So because, so it sounds like it's saying that the ikkar is the lechem, at least from plain pshat and the psukim, the ikkar is the lechem. Okay. So then you have those olos, and then in addition to that, you have. Series of Mechad Lechatos Ushnei Kvosim B'nei Shono Zavach Shlomim, and now you have two Shlomim. Okay, now that's an unusual that's what they call Shalmei Tzibor. You don't have Shalmei Tzibor other than this. Okay. Okay, right. So the Rambam explains that in Ma'aser Korbanos Perek Tes that there are four shlomim. One is shel tzibor, and the other three are shel yachid. Let's just stop for a minute here. Let's see. So this is an unusual case to have a shlomim shel tzibor, right? Truth, you could say, is not more unusual than anything else, but but it's its own category. It's the only member of its category. So what are the other what is Shalmei Yachid or what? Three Shalmei Yachid. One is Ho'echad Hu'abosh Shlomim Below Lechem. There's one shlomim that comes without lechem. Okay, that's the chagiga and the kegon shami chagiga v'simcha. But who anikra shlomim? So it's interesting. There's a stam shlomim, something the Torah just calls regular shlomim, and that comes without lechem. Okay, that's one min. That's the first min. It's a chagiga and a simcha. And then the shnei shlomim aboim imalechad bin neder unadova zehu nikra toda. Then there's another category. That's a shalmei toda. That has lechem. Okay. And then the third kind is the one that the nazir brings, and that also comes with lechem. That's the el nazir.
What was the pesach?
Pesach is not a shlomim. doesn't count. That's not the mitzvah. That doesn't fall under the mitzvah of a ma'aser shlomim. This is the mitzvah of. He counts like the mitzvah of a ma'aser shlomim as a mitzvah. Asiyas kol shlomim ki mitzvah mitzvah saseh. And then, that's interesting how he counts the mitzvahs over here. But there's anything that's called a shlomim as one mitzvah. Now he's saying there are. That's a mitzvah to do. In other words, it's like we were discussing on Yom Tov. There's an idea of like this, the proper functioning mikdash comes through different systems working together, right? So this is the system. There's one mitzvah of how to be makriv hashlamim. That itself is a mitzvah, right? That's the proper method of being makriv. The shlamim has a method of hakrava, and that method is Ram considers a mitzvah, right? The chov could be for different reasons. You could be mekayim another mitzvah by bringing it. For instance, the shalmei tzibur, right? You're not mekayim the mitzvah that really it comes under is the mitzvah of the shtei alechem, right? Now, you understand? Trying to make a point. You get my point, Jonah? In other words, let's take these examples that he gives. Chagiga, Simcha. Right? So isn't there another mitzvah to bring a Chagiga and a Simcha? Isn't that a mitzvah itself? Or the mitzvah of the Shlomim that the Nazir brings when he finishes his Naziris. Or our case, the mitzvah of bringing the Shtei Lechem with these Shlomim. Those are independent mitzvahs. Right? So why is there one mitzvah of the Ma'aser Shlomim? What does it mean there's one mitzvah of a Ma'aser Shlomim? Right? So that's what we were discussing a little bit on Yom Tov, that...
So when you do a Shlomim Kilchasa, you're doing kind of two mitzvahs?
Apparently, right? So, but what do we mean that it's one mitzvah? It means to like this, that if a person finishes his Naziris, so now, in terms of his Tara, he's chayav to bring a certain kind of a carbon, right? The carbon that he brings is going to be mafresha behema and give it kedushas mizbeach. Okay? That's his chov. Chov is to do that, and his chov is in order to be finished with his naziris, he has to have a kiyum of a shlomim. Okay, but that's in terms of the behema. He has to have a kiyum of shlomim. He has a chov of shlomim, but there is a system of mikdash. There's a system of mikdash about how, in general, what is the seder avoda of a shlomim. That's not part of his mitzvah. You understand? That's not part of the nazir's mitzvah. The nazir's mitzvah is a chovas shlomim. Now, how does a behema go from kedusha shlomim, from the designation of a shlomim, to a kiyam shlomim agavi hamizbeach? That's a certain system of hakrava shlomim. That's its own institution of mikdash. That there is a system of halacha about how to bring a shlomim to its completion. Right? It's not the mitzvah of the nazir. That has nothing to do with the nazir. The Nazir's mitzvah is to have a kiyam shlomim. He's chayev in it. He has a chovas shlomim. But there's a system in the Torah about what the hakrovas shlomim is. Just like shchita is a separate process. There's a whole system of hakrova that is its own process. And in order to make a shlamim, in order to take a behema from kedusha, from the designation of shlamim, to the full kiyum shlamim, there's a seder avoda. There's a method of hakrava. All shlamim, Ram is saying, share in that one. They all share in that hakrava. So the mitzvahs asiyas shlamim, asiyas kol shlamim kimitzvason is mitzvahs asay, means to say that there is a designated format, there's a designated seder for how to bring a shlamim through the process of mikdash. That's a mitzvah asay, to do that properly. You know, so it's more like, so therefore you can unify all shlamim. It has nothing to do with the chova per se. The chova is on the individual. I need a I'm chayiv in a shlamim, or I want to bring a shlamim, whatever it is. Right, that's the individual. But then there has to be a seder avoda of how that's to be done. That's a chiyuv on the kohen to do it properly. Has to be a designation, a definition of what the proper avoda is. There's the avoda shlamim, where the bialim eat the basar. Sometimes there's lechem, sometimes there's not lechem. There's an avodas ola, for instance, a totally different seder avoda. There has to be designated different forms of avoda. Right? So you can unify in terms of the maisa avoda. Even though, that's what I'm saying, you don't say that the mitzvah of bringing a shlum on the yachid includes its own separate Torah's avoda. His mitzvah is to bring it to the mikdash, do smicha on it, and then the mikdash takes it over. What mitzvah tells the kohanim how to do it? That's in this mitzvah. See us call shalom. The mitzvah is in this mitzvah. You understand what I'm saying?
So it is.
Right. And then Jonah's right in the beginning, the very beginning. Perek Aleph Lof Adalah. He also says kol ha kol karbonos atzibur hin ola o chatas nein bekarbonos atzibur shlamim chutz mishnei kvasim v'boim alecha matnu v'bataras nein nikram zivchei shalme tzibur. Okay. So what's going on then? You got it? Okay. So what I wanted to bring out though is that shlamim. Sometimes the shalme yochid sometimes are with lechem and sometimes without lechem. Okay. The toda has lechem. The nazir has lechem, but the chagiga and the simcha has no lechem. So let's just understand. I mean, what does it mean to have lechem? What happens when you have lechem? Yeah. Yeah. So what do you do? So let's just take it an example here. How would it work if it was a shlamim with lechem? So you do the avodas shlamim, the shchita, the zrika. You get the basar ready, and then you're doing, and then you take the basar, take the what? The emurin in machazav ashok yidei abaylim. Koy minich yodotachas yidei abaylim. Umeinef hakol of neishem mitzvah. You do a tenufa. Okay, molech umevi malu motor. And he said like this, Vim ha yakar ban toda lokeach min ha-lechem ha-bo ima echad me-asara umeinicho im ha-chazeh ve-ashok ve-imurim umeinef ha-kol ha-yidei ha-baylim kumo shabiyarno. So you take 1 out of 10 from the lechem, you put it with the chazeh and the shok and the imurim, and you do a tznufa with the baylim. Okay, so what happens?
What's 1 out of 10?
Yeah, so that has to do with how much lechem you bring. Okay, 1 second. Yeah, and then you skip a little bit ahead to Yud Beis. The chol alechem shemeinif imatoda vim ael nozir lazrov abeshela nechal akwanim. So that lechem, that's part of the tenufa, right? That lechem that's part of the tenufa gets eaten by the kohanim. V'shara lechem v'shara basar nechal l'baylim, and all the other lechem is eaten by the baylim. So in other words, I think it's really what that he would bring 40 loaves. Certain. You have to take a look if you want to see, but they would take 4 kinds, take 1 out of 10, and then the baylim have the rest. Okay. Okay, so that's the way it would go, basically.
Was this the last time they actually baked it?
Yeah. I mean, if you go further, like here, in Yud Zayin, it says, Ketzed hu alechem shemevi in my Torah. Okay? Let's get the whole process. So what is the lechem? How do you do it? Okay. Okay, so that's the lechem and the that's the way the lechem, that's the way a shlamim with the lechem works. So now what do we have? So we're a shalom et tzibor, and it's also is coming. Now what about our case? So what do we have here? So we have the shalom et tzibor, right? Now the lechem by the other shlamim is part of the mitzvah shlamim. That's just a din in the shlamim. Now the Rambam says interesting thing. The Rambam says, Every carbon. Well, let's say you have you have a lot of times, like an ola, for instance, comes with nisachim, right, and solas, right. A regular carbon, let's take an ola, comes with solas and yayin and right. So what's that considered? What's that considered? That's considered the nisachim, right? That's nisachim. Now, what's the din of the nisachim? So that's what we're saying in Yontif. The nisachim is part of the akrov of the carbon, and it doesn't have its own. That's what's called. It doesn't have its own shame, really. It's just considered nisachim. Every carbon has a certain shear of nisachim. So that's interesting. I was looking into that over Shabbos a little more. See, that's Shnei Masor, Perek Shnei Masor. Ha-Menochos Minakohen Minakarbonos. The Ram says there's another category now, Menochos. What does he mean by Hein Minakarbonos? So they're also a type of a carbon. Minochos haboos b'fnei atzman, ve'einan boos mishum nisachim. So those minochos that don't come because of just stam nisachim, some of them are minchas tzibur and some of them are minchas yachid. Okay, so what is the minchas? But what is the nisachim category? Let's get that straight. Right, days. Right, that's in the beginning of days. Hayayin vasolas shemivinim hakarbon hein hanikron nisachim. Vasoles levada nikreis minchas nisachim. Uminchas nisachim ain't a tuuna lo tnufa velo agosha velo levana. Aval tuuna melech. Vekula nisrefes al mizbach achiton. Vayayi is nasech al mizbeach. Okay. So what is it? So you have yayin and solas that comes with the carbon. Yayin and solas that comes with the carbon, that's called Nisachim. And the solus alone is called Minchas Nisachim. So what do you do with the Minchas Nisachim doesn't need a tenufa or a hagosha or levona, only salt. And it's all burnt on the Mizbach HaChiton. Right, there's no chelik of it that goes to the Goyim. It's all burnt on the Mizbach HaChiton. And the Yayin is poured to the Mizbeach. Okay. So
you
what is
pizza?
Nope. Nothing.
You
just burn it on the mizbeach. He says the only thing that's taught in the Sochim is Olas, Behema, and Shlomim. Vein are you korban tzibor or korban yachid? Af keves yoledes, ve'elos okon gadol, hol vein olos to unim nisachim, avala of, ashamos, vachatos, ein mevinam him nisachim. Chutz michatas mitzor v'ashma osh and esparsh and eschem b'torah. Fine. Yeah. So how do you do it? So how does it work? So then there are all the shiurim. So now what you're saying, Chaim, is it makiv?
It is.
I think it is.
It's a funny thing. He says not makiv, right?
Yeah.
He says not makiv.
I think you have
4 days
to do it.
Doesn't say how long.
That's after
Asar Yom. Soles im Hashemesh al Nesachim einan ma'akvin es ha'yayin v'lo yayin ma'akvan. V'lo Nesachim ma'akvin es ha'zevach. Ela mevi adam korban ayom v'nesachov achar kama yomim.
This is asar yom.
V'nidvas kibishas asara. Yeah. So it's not makiv the akrova. It's not makiv the korban. And what? And it's okay. And brought with the it's all burnt on the mizbeach. Okay. So now the Rambam is saying though that's nisachim, even though it's called minchas nisachim, it's that's called the minchas. So that's not what he's discussing in Perek Yud Beis. Perek Yud Beis now he's saying there's a new category, right? There's a new category. So what's the category in Perek Yud Beis? These are minochos. Some of them, they're not ba'os mishum nisachim. Let's see if we can understand this a little better. As he's saying, sometimes you have the what's he calling the nisachim? The nisachim he's calling as ba'os mishum nisachim. Right? These are ba'os bifnei atzman. So what's in this category? So shlosh menachos l'tzibor. What are the three menachos of the tzibor? Omer hatenufa, v'hu karav l'mizbeach. You have the omer. That's karav l'mizbeach. Now, what does it mean? It's karav l'mizbeach. What does it mean to be karav l'mizbeach?
Kmitza.
It means kmitza. It doesn't mean you put the whole lechem on the mizbeach. It means. So, what can we say definitively? What it means? Karav l'mizbeach. It has a kiyam mizbeach, right? The lechem itself is like an entity that has a kiyam mizbeach, its own kiyam mizbeach. Meaning to say, a portion of it is taken and put on the mizbeach. That's matir, the rest of the lechem in achila, as opposed to nisachim, right? Which are not consumed by the kohanim or by the bialim at all. They're just part of the. That's a separate mitzvah of hakrova, tied to the carbon itself. But these, the Rambam is trying to say, this category in Yud Beis is a kiyum, has a shame of hakrova, a shame of hakrova aside for the carbon, any carbon. It's not bo'os mishum nisachim. Right, they're bo'os bifnei atzman. Mishum nisachim means that it's part of the avoda of a karbon, right? But over here, it's not. It's its own. It has its own shame. We're saying on Yontif, nisachim don't have their own shame. They don't have their own kiyum of the nisachim. This has a kiyum of a separate mitzvah of lechem. We have to see how this works out. It's not going to be so simple though. Okay, so one of them is the Omer, that's clear. The next is the Shtei Alechem, right? Now he says, Ve'elu nikru mincha, ve'einan kraven legab mizbech, ve'ein chametz, v'alein nemar, korban reishis takrivu osam l'ashem, right? So that's a strange case now. It's now you have a Shtei Alechem that doesn't have any hakrava. It's not korban legab mizbech, right? And the third one is the lechem upon him. The third one is lechem upon him. Ve'enu korv legab mizbeach. Elakul necha lekohanim k'moshi yisbar. Okay, but the lechem upon him is not so simple, because it does have the levonas is burnt, right? Okay.
I thought they'd be kmitza with that.
Yes, what does he mean? It's not. What does he mean? It has no. It's an anal carve of diamonds, man.
That's what we thought.
Okay. All right. So the shtei alechem doesn't go on the mizbech, but the levona goes on the mizbech.
Okay.
The lechem upon it. Yeah. Okay. So then has to work out now. So let's get it straight. So let's just. This is what we're trying to sum up here. So you have what? You have the. So what do you have on the on Shavuos? You have the Shamei Tzibor, right, which don't have lechem, some mitzvot don't have lechem. And then you have the lechem haponim, and then you have the shtei lechem, which has no hakrava agabim mizbeach. Okay? Has no hakrava agabim mizbeach. Now, so that's what the Mishnah is talking about over here. Mishnah in Tcheles says that what? The par, the elim, the kvasim, the so'ir, so those are all of the karbonos. Those are all the karbonos that come because of the lechem, right? But except for the shlamim, they are not ma'akev lechem. Lechem is not ma'akev them. They are not ma'akev lechem, and the lechem is not ma'akev them. Yeah. Okay. But the question is the kvasim and the lechem. The kvasim and the lechem. That's the machlokas tonight. Rabbi Akiva says that the lechem is ma'akiv the kvasim. Meaning to say, if I don't have lechem, I don't bring kvasim. But the kvasim are not ma'akiv the lechem. Meaning to say, if I don't have kvasim, I can still bring lechem. Right? So the lechem is the main thing, in other words. If you had the lechem alone, you bring it. But if you had the kvasim alone, you wouldn't bring it. Okay, so the question is like this. All of these korbanos are really part of one mitzvah. The par, the elim, the kvasim, the so'ir, the shlamim, and the lechem. It's really one mitzvah. In terms of minyan ha-mitzvah, it's all one mitzvah. Right?
Which ones?
Everything. The par, everything but the musaf. Everything but the musaf.
Oh.
Is all one mitzvah. Right? The par, the elim, the kvasim, the soyer, the shlamim, and the lechem. It's all one mitzvah. So why is it that some are ma'akev and some are not? Is it even say that there's no mitzvah without all of them? I might understand. Right? But you can have some without the other, and you still have a kiyum mitzvah. Some kiyum mitzvah. So why is it only the kvasim and the lechem that we have a question about? Or let's put it this way, what is it, is there something unique about the kvasim and the lechem that makes them different from the par, the ayil, the par, the elim, the kvasim, and the soyer? Okay? Right. Yes, we were doing in the beginning of the year, we're doing in the very beginning of the year, the Rambam, I think it's in the 10th, the Shoresh, where he talks about what it means for things to be ma'akev each other. Right? So he says, if two things are ma'akev each other, then they're definitely one mitzvah. Right? Like the four minim of the lulav. They're all ma'akev each other. So he says, that's clear. Whenever you have things that are ma'akev each other, it definitely means they're one mitzvah. Okay? But when things are not mocking of each other, that's when it gets a little tricky, he says. Remember this?
What was the subject again?
I think we were trying to figure out whether the two mitzvahs, whether the Baboki and Ba'erev are one mitzvah or two. Right. The Ramban, the thing says you should count them as two separate mitzvahs. The Ram says you don't. And I never saw anybody say they mock of each other. Right. Never saw anybody say, if you don't read for your Shema at night, don't read in the morning, because the Machlan does that. So that's what the Rambam says, that just because they're not Ma'akev doesn't mean, if they're Ma'akev, they definitely are one mitzvah. But just because they're not Ma'akev doesn't mean that they're not one mitzvah. The example he gave was the Tchilas and the Lachan. Right, and the Tzitzis. They're not Ma'akev in each other, but they're one mitzvah. So he says, you have to look at the Inyan. You have to look at the Inyan. It's one Indian. If there's one halachic objective of a recent Muslim, then you count it by the Indian. Right? So you have to know sometimes the halachic objective of the mitzvah. What's the mitzvah doing? What's it accomplishing? Wearing tzitzis is creating an entity of riyah. Right? So there's a tchelas and lavana, both doing the same thing, both creating the entity of Ria. Or lulav is, well, that's easy because they're mocking each other. So over here you have an interesting thing. Within one mitzvah, you have certain things that are mocking each other and certain things that are not mocking each other. Right? They all one mitzvah because that's what it says. It's coming biglal al alechem. It's all one inyan of the mitzvah salechem. But some elements are makiv and some elements are not. So that's what we want to see. If we can define clearly what the ikuva of the kvasim and the lechem is, as opposed to anything else. Okay, so let's just finish the Mishnah for today. We'll come back. So what does the Mishnah say? So Rabbi Akiva says, Rabbi Akiva doesn't give a reason. He just says the lechem is makiv the kvasim, and the kvasim are not makiv the lechem. Rabbi Shimon ben Nanas gives a very strange reason. Very strange reason. He says, low key, it's not true. Ela kvasim akvin salechem. The opposite. If you don't have the kvasim, you can't bring the lechem at all. The alechem ain't a makavik kvasim. And if you don't have the lechem, you can bring the kvasim. If you don't have the lechem, you can bring the kvasim. Now, okay, that's not so strange to have a sheet like that. But the reasoning is difficult. Shekain Matsinu Kisho Yisrael Bamidbar Mem Shona Karvu Kvasim Balalachem. Afkan Yikvu Kvasim Balalachem. So he says historically it's true that in the Midbar they didn't bring Lalachem. They just brought Kvasim. Rashi says because the Lechem is only from Eretz Yisrael. I said the Ram and Pereshaya says because they only had Mon. But the question is that's good to show you that the kvasim can be brought without the lechem. But how does he know the other side, that the lechem can't be brought without the with the kvasim? Right? That you can't prove from the case in the midbar. Well, you can say in the midbar is that you don't need the lechem. You can still bring the kvasim. But how can you say? He goes further. He says, and if you only had the lechem, you wouldn't bring the kvasim. How do you see that from midbar? Right?
They both could just not be ma'akiv each other.
They could both just not, right? They could just be like the first set of korbanos, the pi, the aisle, avim, and the kvasim, and the sorry. Okay.
And how does he know that they brought the kvasim in the midbar?
Don't know. Now, Rabbi Shimon says, Alacha is like ben nanas, but not for his reason. So it doesn't have to do with what went on in the midbar. Because he was wrong. In fact, everything that's in the Chomash HaPikudim, which is Pinchas, was brought. And everything that's in Vayikra was not brought. So he was wrong. He said they brought the Kabanos of Vayikra. They didn't. They didn't bring any Kabanos from Vayikra. So why is he right? Ela b'nei ma'ani omer yikru kvasim b'lo lechem. Now this is where we start seeing a little bit of the inner workings of what's going on. The logic of what's going on here. Why should I say to bring the kvasim without the lechem? This is where all the preparation comes in handy now. Mipnei shakvasim matir in esatzlan. What is he doing over here? Below lechem. The lechem below kvasim she'ein lo mi yatirenu. So what's his logic? He says like this. Why do I bring the kvasim without the lechem? Because the kvasim are matir themselves. What does he mean they matir themselves? Because the kvasim, it's a regular shlamim. And a shlamim has zrika. So that's the kiyam mizbeach. What matiran means is it's gonna fulfill its kiyam mizbeach, and then the shlom, and then the basar will be mutter. Right? When is the basar mutter? It's when the mitzvah is fulfilled. So this room is too hot, huh? So the kvasim have their own matir. They have this rikas damim. Says, but the lechem? How can you bring lechem with that kvasim? What's gonna be matir the lechem? In other words, The lechem don't have a kiyam avoda. Because that's what the Ras we learned before. The lechem, that this lechem is not brought to the Mizbech. So what's he saying? In other words, definitively, what is he saying? He's saying that which one is, what is the ma'akev? Kiyam Mizbech is ma'akev. Right? You can't bring what's ma'akev? Kiyam Mizbech is ma'akev. So he's saying the first set of karbanos is not a problem. That's not even a shaila. Because they definitely have their own kiyam Mizbech. They're regular olos. Right? They're regular olos. The question over here is, and the shlomim too. The shlomim also have their own definition. They're regular, ordinary korbanos, just like every other case. But the shtei alechem is unique. The shtei alechem is unique. It's not even like the omer. The omer was brought. The omer was brought. So you don't have this whole discussion by the omer. The omer also had a korban that was brought with it. But there's no discussion about if it's ma'akiv or not. There's no question about it. So the Minchas Chinuch is bothered. How come they don't discuss that either? But that's not a question because that has its own Kiyam Mizbech. Right? Stavir, it's not Makiv Yishov. The only question over here is you have something, you have a mitzvah of Hakrova Shtei Alechem, and where is its Kiyam Mizbech? That's what the Gemara concludes. That's what the Mishnah concludes. That Rav Shimon is right. That Ben Nanus is right. Not because of his historical reason, which we have to investigate in the Gemara, but for a simpler reason. The only thing that's ma'akev is, can you bring this thing to its kiyam mizbeach? So the kvasim have their own kiyam mizbeach, just like the par and the elam and the kvasim and the soyer. But the lechem is just going to be what? You're just going to put it down on the floor, and what are you going to do with it? Where's its kiyam mizbeach? What do they do with the lechem, by the way? The Kohen Gadol gets one loaf for himself, and all the other Kohanim split the other loaf. Okay? Alright, so let's pick it up tomorrow.
Would that be, when you do have a kvasim?
Yes.
How does that work?
No, as he's learning that the matir of the lechem is going to be, now let's put it this way. He's saying, let's put it more clearly, he's saying that the seder avoda of the lechem is the seder avoda of the kvasim. In other words, the lechem become like, well, let's put it more clearly. The lechem become like what? The lechem become like what?
It kind of sounds like nesachim.
No, like the lechem of the regular shlomim. Like a lechem of a regular shlomim. Where's the kiyam avoda? What's matir over there? In other words, here you're saying like this. The lechem is not its own cheftza. The lechem is not its own entity of mikdash. The lechem only becomes an entity, is only an entity of mikdash via its association with the shalmei tzibur, which themselves are lacking lechem. So it's almost like they could join, in some sense. The shlomim and lechem are not strangers. Right, and this shlomim doesn't have a lechem, but there's a separate entity of the shtei lechem. Shtei lechem is a separate. Really, it's an interesting thing. Even though it's presented as the ikar in the Torah, and everything is coming biglola, the only thing that's ma'akev is seder avoda. Even though all of the parim and the elim and the kvasim and the soyer all come biglala lechem. That's the reason why you should have them.
But halachically,
this
I would agree to that. That it's all like the way the Rambam formulated it. That
it's
all biglala lechem.
It seems that way. The pasuk says ala lechem. It says the pasuk specifically says ala lechem. But that's like the halachic objective. That's like the halachic tam. That it should be that the shleimus of the lechem should come with korbanos, but the chiyav is korbanos. The chova becomes just a chovas korbanos, and the only thing that's going to be ma'akev is if it doesn't have the only thing that's ma'akev is hakrava itself. So there's no hakravas alechem. So the kvasim are designated as the vehicle of the lechem's kiyam avoda. So the things that have their own kiyam avoda. They exist on their own. They exist. That was the Chovas Alechem, he's saying, is incomplete without a Seder, without a Hakrava. So the Kvasim is the Avodah, even though the Lechem, you could say, philosophically or in terms of conceptually, is the Iker, but it has no place in Mikdash. The only things that have a place in Mikdash is Kiyam Mizbeach. So it needed, it demanded the Kivsei Atzeres, the Shlamim of the Shalmei Tzibor, as its method of achieving Kiyam Mizbeach. So if you don't have the Lechem, but they have their own Kiyam Mizbeach, so if you don't have the Lechem, you can still bring them. But if you don't have them, then the Lechem has no Kiyam Mizbeach. Right? All right.